Nova 103.5.
It's the Classic Countdown. Welcome back from the break. Let's talk about Technotronic, a Belgian electronic music project formed in 1987 by Joe Bogart. Together with rapper Manuela Camosi, he produced the single Pump Up the Jam, which is the song that we're going to play today. Originally an instrumental released under the name of The Pro 24s, based on Farley Jackmaster Funk's This Acid Life, the instrumental initially included vocal samples from Eddie Murphy's Delirious live set from 1983, and was months later replaced by newer music, along with lyrics from Camosi, otherwise known as Ya Kid K, prior to the song's international release in September of 1989. With Bogart adopting the name of Thomas De Quincey, a front for the act was put together, and utilizing Congolese-born fashion model Feli Kilingi, who became the group's rapper, appearing on the single's cover art and in the music video, Pump Up the Jam became a big hit. The song became a worldwide success, eventually reaching number 2 on both the US Hot 100 and the UK singles charts in 1989. And also in early 1990. It became the first house song to reach the top 10 of the US Hot 100 chart, and well, the rest is, I suppose, as they say, history. Technotronic, forever stamping their mark of techno and house music into the music scene. They also came back in the early 2000s. In fact, it was late 1999, I lie, with a song called The G Train and Like This, featuring male vocalist Monday Midnight. What a great song, what a great band. Here's Technotronic and Pump Up the Jam.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are thumping. And the jam is pumping, look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. That's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that. We'll be right back.
wall-to-wall hits on Nova 103.5.
Love in an Elevator, number 24 on the Classic Countdown. It's Nova 103.5. Before that, getting the second hour of the show underway, Technotronic, Pump Up the Jam at number 25. And now, here's another person who's no real stranger to the Classic Countdown. It's Phil Collins with Another Day in Paradise at number 22.
She calls out.
1035. That is Phil Collins. Another Day in Paradise, addressing the consequences of ignoring the needy and homeless. It's a rare Phil Collins hit with a socially conscious message. Usually it's about love from Phil Collins. But Another Day in Paradise was chosen to be on the album because it was a bit different from what he'd done before. And it would bring people back to the starting line of remembering what Phil Collins was all about. Yeah, it won a Grammy Award for Record of the Year, that album. And Another Day in Paradise also won a Brit Award for the Best Single in 1990, a year after this chart. It's Nova 103.5. Here's a cool song from Belinda Carlisle at number 18.
If you're a warrant man, shout about it.
Just love these songs that we're playing. I hope that you're enjoying them as much as we are. From November 1989, taken from the Billboard Hot 100 list of songs as we jump around, making our way up to the number one position. That's Tears for Fears, sowing the seeds of love. What a classic. Number 17, before that, Belinda Carlisle and Leave a Light On for Me at number 18. Hey, get in touch with me if you'd like to do so. ianf@nova.com.na. That's the email address. IANF. ianf@nova.com.na. Select a year, maybe choose a song, just say hi. It'd be great to hear from you. As we head our way up to the number one song and almost into the final half hour of the show, let's do this to take us to the break, shall we? From Soul to Soul, here's Back to Life.
Back to life. Back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
Oh, however do you want?
wrapping up the third half hour of the show and almost into the top 10. Well, we are actually in the top 10. Soul to Soul was at number 10 with Back to Life on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It's Nova 103.5 as we look at the year 1989 and November on the Classic Countdown. I'll bring you more songs from that year after these.